أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may remember, we touched in our previous sessions many issues pertaining to truthfulness. We talked about the importance of being a truthful person. We also explained the meaning of the concept of truthfulness. This session will be devoted to another aspect of truthfulness. We will talk about the different uses and the different advantages of truthfulness. The question is, what are the uses of truthfulness? What are the functions of being a truthful person? Suppose I'm a truthful person. What can I do with this quality? What goal I can achieve through adhering to this quality? This is a very important discussion. If you give a look at Islamic traditions, you will find out numerous advantages that are attached to the quality of being truthful. Our Islamic traditions tell us, be truthful and earn all these advantages. If you are qualified as a truthful person, then you will be able to harvest all these advantages. Otherwise, you will not be able to get access to any of these qualities and advantages. To begin with, one of the advantages of being truthful in Islamic traditions, in Islamic literature, is that if you are truthful, you will be able to do your works, to do your jobs properly. And if there is any defect in your work, if there is any problem with your work, this defect and problem will be removed. By being truthful, you will be able to amend your character. By being truthful, you will be able to reform yourself. According to Islamic traditions, it is a methodology through which you can reform yourself and you can improve your behavior. There is a story mentioned in Islamic hadith collection which explains for us this aspect of being truthful. Once a person came to the Holy Prophet, he asked the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, to give him a piece of advice. The Holy Prophet, who is very desirous to give advice to others, to guide others, knows what to say to any person. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, does not give any advice to any person. He gives special advice to special people. And he has won psychology, or he has won understanding of the psychology of others. And based on his own understanding of the psychology of others, he gives his advice and his guidelines. He asked for a piece of advice. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, told him simply, be truthful. Go, be truthful. If you are truthful, everything will be okay. Nothing will go wrong. The person who was asking for the advice, he became perplexed, saying, this is simple. Give me a detailed guideline. The Holy Prophet said, it's enough. Go and put it into practice. He went, thinking that it is very easy to implement this rule, this piece of advice. But whenever he wanted to do anything wrong, whenever he wanted to do anything evil, he could not do it. Because the moment he was trying to do an evil act, he was thinking that when I go to the Holy Prophet, and when the Holy Prophet asked me, what did you do? Then if I tell him the truth, I will be in danger, and my face will be lost. And if I do not tell the truth, then I will be a liar. Well, the Holy Prophet told me, don't tell a lie. Don't lie. So because of this, he shunned all evil deeds. He forgot about doing any evil deed because of only one advice that was given to him by the Holy Prophet. So you see, speaking the truth is a principle in Islamic ethics. If you adhere to this simple principle, you will be able to improve your life. You will be able to abandon all evil deeds. You will be able to get used to all good qualities. It is very simple, and at the same time, very effective, very meaningful, and very important. So one of the uses of truthfulness is that it helps us improve the quality of our life. It helps us walk on the straight path that leads to prosperity and salvation. Another function of truthfulness is that it brings about and it causes divine forgiveness. We are always in search of Allah's forgiveness. We do whatever we can in order to get Allah's forgiveness. We are prone to error. In our life, we commit mistakes, we commit errors every now and then. And these errors, these mistakes have to be erased and deleted from our account, from our file. What can delete all these black and evil deeds? What can erase all these evil actions which we have perpetrated knowingly or unknowingly? This is the quality of truthfulness that helps us to delete all these negative things from our file. And it is very much important to pay attention to this quality. Look at this verse from the Holy Quran. What does it say about truthfulness? إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Allah says إن المسلمين والمسلمات, Muslim male and Muslim female, or submitting men and submitting women, والمؤمنين والمؤمنات, believing men and believing women, والقانتين والقانتات, and then it mentions والصادقين والصادقات, truthful men and truthful women, والصابرين والصابرات, patient men and patient women, والخاشعين والخاشعات, humble men and humble women, والمتصدقين والمتصدقات, almsgiving men and almsgiving women, والصائمين والصائمات, fasting men and fasting women, والحافظين فروجهم, and those men who guard their private parts, who keep their chastity, والحافظات, and those women who protect their chastity, والذاكرين الله كثيرا, and those men who remember God a lot, والذاكرات, and those women who remember God a lot. Such types of people, such groups of people are promised by God to be given a mighty reward. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَزِيمًا. God has provided for them مغفرة, forgiveness, وَأَجْرًا عَزِيمًا, in mighty reward. So different peoples are included in this verse. But one of the groups included by this verse is صادقين والصادقات, truthful men and truthful women. So by adhering to this quality, we will be able to attain divine forgiveness. It is the desire of each one of us to get divine forgiveness and to be able to be using this blessing. How can we do it? By being truthfulness. By being truthful. If you are truthful, then you will be able to attain divine forgiveness. So this verse is in chapter Ahzab, verse number 35. And there is a tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that says the same thing. It gives us the same guideline that is given by the words that was recited. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أقربكم مني غدا وأوجبكم علي شفاعة أصدقكم للحديث وأداكم للأمانة وأحسنكم خلقا وأقربكم من الناس. Here the Holy Prophet promises certain things for certain individuals. If you are among those individuals mentioned in this verse, then be hopeful that the promise the Holy Prophet gives will include you, and you will be among those who are promised and who will be benefited by the promise the Holy Prophet has given. The Holy Prophet says, "Inna aqrabakum minni ghadan." Those among you, and someone among you is closest to me on the day of judgment. He who is truthful is closest to me. وَأَوْجَبَكُمْ عَلَيَّ شَفَاعَةً. And he who is truthful will be among those whom I should help through intercession. You see, intercession or shafa'at is one of the beliefs which we have. We believe that on the day of judgment, the Holy Prophet will use shafa'a, will use intercession to help some of his people. Of course, everyone will not be able to make use of the principle of shafa'a. And there will be special people who will be able to make use of this principle. And among those who can make use of this principle are the truthful ones. If you are a truthful person, if you always speak the truth, if you always honor speaking the truth, then be hopeful. Don't despair. Don't be disappointed. You will be among those who will be making use of this principle on the day of judgment. Of course, there are certain other things. أَصْدَقُكُمْ لِلْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَّاكُمْ لِلْأَمَانَةِ. This is also a branch of being truthfulness. If you are a truthful person, you will return something with which you are entrusted. If someone gives something to you, telling you, keep it for me, you will return it back when he comes to you again. So this will be a part of being truthfulness. It is a part and parcel of being truthfulness. وَأَحْسَنُكُمْ خُلْقًا. And of course, mentions that if you are well-behaved, if you are of a high morality, then you should also expect that the intercession that will be done by the Holy Prophet will include you. وَأَقْرَبُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ وَأَقْرَبُكُمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And you will be the closest to me from among the people, and you will be the one who will be respected and who will be given the advantage on the day of judgment. وَأَقْرَبَكُم مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Of course, this part of the tradition tells us that be also in touch with other people and try to be friendly with other people and try to communicate with other people and try to make relation with other people. And by doing all this, you can be among those who will be benefited by the principle of Shafa'ah on the day of judgment. So divine forgiveness and Shafa'ah are the advantages of being truthful. Let's be truthful and let's make use of all these qualities. Another important function of being truthful is that it helps us to be among those who are with Allah. Of course, if you look at the people, you will see that people are of different groups and are of different tendencies. Some people are the people who are favored by God and who follow God. God is with them and they are with God. There are other peoples who are not so. They are not with God and God is not with them. They do not listen to the words of God and God does not pay attention to them. Imam Baqir, the fifth Shia Imam, tells us that if you are a truthful person, make sure that God will be with you. Imam says, Ala fasdaqu, be truthful. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصِّدْقِ. God is with truthfulness. God is with truthful people. If you are truthful, God will be with you. Prophet Ismail was a truthful person. I told you his story in my previous session. And I told you how concerned he was about observing this principle. And because of that, God gave him a high mark. And he called him Sadiqul Wa'd. And it was not a medal that could be achieved very easily. Of course, Ismail was a hard-working prophet and he was very much careful about his deeds and about his actions. And because of all this, God gave him this medal. God said that you are Sadiq al-Wa'd. You are the person who keeps his promises. You are not a person who breaks his promises. So one of the quality of being truthful is that if you are truthful, God will be with you. And it is because of this that we are asked to be with truthful ones. And there is a verse that calls on us to be with truthful ones. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with truthful ones. If you refer to commentaries available, you will find that some Shia commentators are of the view that here Sadiqin refers to special people, including the Aimma, including the Holy Imams. Sadiqin refers to the Holy Imams. But we can say that, of course, this verse includes the Holy Imams. But this verse is more general. It can include any person who is a truthful one. And of course, top among them are the imams, because the imams are infallible. And to be with them is very much important. And to be with the infallible is very much important, because they are not prone to error. They do not sin. And because of this, to be with them is very much advantageous. It is much, very much useful to be in the company of those who are not prone to errors, such as the imams. So top are the imams. But of course, there are other people who are located in lower stages, and they are also truthful. And it is also good to be with them and to support them. For example, there is election. We must try to vote for those who are truthful, and we must not vote for those who are not truthful. In our social activities, of course, there are different types of people. Some are truthful, some are not. We try, and we must try to support those who are truthful. If this is our strategy in our life, of course, there will be a great change in the style of our life. Thank you very much.